圣经里面有一个原则，就是多有的会多给。
So, there's a principle in the Bible says the more you get, the more you will have.
那如果你很少不用呢，把少的也要拿走。
But if you only have a little, but you do not practice, even the little gift that you have, God will take it away.
这是写在圣经里面。
It is written in the Bible.
所以这个我们的神面，它不是好像不是共产党的。
So our God is not a communist.
他又是真正的共产党。
But again, he is a true communist.
因为我们共产党呢，就是没有的就多分给他一点，就大家平均。
Because in communism, like if you don't have enough, more will be given to you.
但是生在圣经里面讲的，你没有的还要拿走，有的还要加给。
But the Bible says if
you have it, you will have more. If you do not have, even the little will be taken away. 所以就很特别啊，大家去默想。那刚才听到在唱歌的时候，我非常感动，特别那个。What a friend we have, 就是带到众人座前求。
I was really touched during our worship, especially during the song that what a friend we have.
这是非常传统的一个生命圣诗，就是老的歌曲。
So it's one of the old hymns that we used to sing.
这个作者呢，在19世纪初，应该是19世纪初初的时候，从欧洲来到加拿大，他带着一个福音的使命。
So, the writer of the song came to Canada in the early 19th century with a heart for the gospel.
他带着他的未婚妻。
He came along with his fiance.
但是在一次游泳的时候呢，他的未婚妻就淹死。
But his fiance died in a junior swim.
那他非常的痛苦。
So he was quite miserable then.
但是呢，他一直依靠主，后来就写了这首诗歌。
He continued to be strengthened by the Lord, so he wrote this song.
那这首诗歌呢，鼓励了成千上万的基督徒。
So he has been encouraging millions of Christians.
那所以我觉着就是我们当跟这个作者一起来共鸣的时候呢，知道我们生命里面。特别的低沉的时候呢，怎么样来呼求神
？So we resonate with the songwriter that when at our lowest point, how we, by the grace of God, to walk and continue.
在这个历史上呢，有很多的传道人经历过很多的痛苦。
So, in the history, a lot of the preachers, has been went through a lot of trials and tribulations.
那其中一个就是 Demos， 大家可能听说过全福会，对吧？多少听说过全福会
？How many have you heard of Demos？
Yeah, Demos.
Demos.
It's a full gospel organization. It's called full gospel， 全福会。那创始人 Demos 呢，和他的太太 Ruth， 在这个从亚美尼亚移民到加州的时候呢，就生活着他们在这个农业方面。农业。
So the founder Ruth and Demos, when they first called to go to
California,
they have a heart for the agriculture.
但是他们一直就是非常的爱主。
They love the Lord.
生意上呢大起大落。
But they have up and downs in the business.
那神真正用他们呢，是当他们一个女儿很小的时候就死。
But God used them after the death of their daughter.
当他们的女儿过世以后，他们非常的难过。
When their daughter died, they were very sad.
但是后来他们在祷告的时候，好多时候就是夫妻相对而坐，默默无声。但是他们越来越爱主，越来越敬畏神。
So during their devotions, a lot of times they just sit in silence, facing each other, but.Deep down, God is doing things
in them. They feel God.
They feel God.
在这个之后呢，神就开始大大的用他。
After this, God started using them mightily.
他们在星期六召集会议的时候呢，那些生意人一坐到哪里，圣灵就开始运作。
So on Saturday meetings, as soon as they started meeting, the businessmen came and then they found the Holy Spirit.
那他们所以后来就形成一个传统，就是星期六的早餐会，这个生意人聚在一起。
So now it became a tradition that on a Saturday morning, the businessmen will gather together, have breakfast.
现在好多时候，你可能还会听到，也会去参加生意人的聚集。
So even nowadays, you can still go attend a businessman's breakfast meeting.
但是 Demos 和 Ruth 呢，就是他们真正被圣灵赐他的那个女儿过世的时候。
So Ruth and Demos, when they started their ministry, was after the death of their daughter.
那有很多这样的例子。
And there are many examples like this.
我们心里有很多的为什么，但是我们的眼睛必须要知道，我们的主是一个永恒的主。
Even though we have many questions in our heart, but we have to know that God is our God.
但是呢，他也是帮助我们的神。
He's also a God that wants to help us.
我们有什么需求的话，要到他的跟前来。
If we have any needs, we come before him.
就像歌词里面唱的 ，What a friend we have.Jesus.
就像just like the lyrics says, 在主里有这个朋友吗？
就是把一切都带到他的座前来求。
To bring everything in front of him.
那这不是说我们一个传福音的人都要经历这样的事情，不是这样。
It's not like every one of us will have to go through this kind of tragedies.
但是神要让我们知道他是神。
But God wants us to know that He is God.
那今天呢，我正好准备的题目也真的有关系，就是在我们危难的时候，我们要来呼求我们的神，要来紧紧地抓住我们的神。
So, my message today also resonates with a song that in our troubles and tribulations, we have to call out to God.
我们的神会来眷顾，会来解救。
And our God will listen and come to us.
那我们翻开圣经，在历代志下32章。
So we will turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
那这个经文呢，最近我们刚读完。
So we just recently finished reading of this chapter.
那希望你在没有跟着我们读经的人呢，还是希望你来跟着我们一起来读经。
If you are not following our Bible reading plans, I encourage you to continue following this plan.
那我们先把这一章念一下呢。我们再来来解释怎么样来应用，就是我念中文啊，那英文的人呢，你就来看英文，好吧
？So the pastor will read in Chinese, and then those who cannot understand can read from the screen.
这里讲到这虔诚的事以后，亚述王西拿基利来入侵入犹大，围困一切坚固城，想要攻破占据。西西家见希拿基里来，定义要攻打耶路撒冷，就与首领和勇士商议，塞住城外的全员，他们就帮助他。我做一点点解释，这虔诚的事以后，就是前面几章，等一会我会分享。这个西西家王呢，是当时的犹大王。
So Hezekiah was the current king. I will explain a little bit about this later.About what the Facebook thing I have done.
那我继续读下去。于是许多人聚集，塞了一切的泉源，并通流国中的小河，说亚述王来，为何让他得许多的水呢？西西家力图自强，就修筑所有菜畦的城墙，高于城楼，前起在城外又筑一场坚固大卫城的米罗。制造了许多的军器盾牌，设立军长管理百姓，将他们召聚在城门的广阔处，用话勉励他们说：“你们当刚强壮胆，不要因亚述王和跟随他的大军恐惧惊慌，因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的更大。与他们同在的是肉背，与我们同在的是耶和华我们的神，他必帮助我们，为我们征战。”百姓就靠犹大王西西家的话安然无惧了。此后亚述王西拿基里和他的全军攻打拉基，就差遣臣仆到耶路撒冷见犹大王西西家和一切住在耶路撒冷的犹大人，说亚述王西拿基里如此说：你们依靠什么还在耶路撒冷受控呢？ 启示家对你们说，耶和华我们的神必见我们，必救我们脱离亚述王的手，这不是诱惑你们，使你们受其渴而死吗？这希西家岂不是废去耶和华的丘坛和祭坛，吩咐犹大与耶路撒冷的人说，你们当在一个坛前敬拜，在其上烧香吗？我与我列祖向列邦所行的，你们岂不知道吗？列邦的神何尝能救自己的国脱离我手？我列祖所灭的国，哪些神中谁能救自己的民脱离我手呢？难道你们的神能救你们脱离我手吗？所以你们不要叫希西家这样欺哄诱惑你们，也不要信他，因为没有一国一邦的神能救自己的民脱离我手或我列祖的手，何况你们的神更不能救你们脱离我的手。希拿基利的臣仆很有别的话，很有别的话回报耶和华神和他仆人希西家。希拿基利也写信回报耶和华以色列的神说，列邦的神既不能救他的民脱离我手，希西家的神也不能救他的民脱离我手了。亚述王的臣仆用犹大言语向耶路撒冷城上的民大声喊叫，要惊吓他们，扰乱他们，以便取城。他们论耶路撒冷的城神如同论世上人手所造的神一样。希西家王和亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚因此祷告向天呼求，耶和华就差遣一个使者进入亚述王营中，把所有大国的勇士和广张将帅进度灭尽。亚述王满面含羞地回到本国，进了他神的庙中，用他亲生的儿子在那里用刀杀了他。这样耶和华救希西家和耶路撒冷的居民脱离亚述王希拿基利的手，也脱离一切仇敌的手，又赐他们四境平安。许多人到耶路撒冷将贡物献于耶和华，又将宝物送给犹大王希西家。此后希西家在列邦人的眼中看为重大。那大家读这一段的时候呢，就发现是一个历史上的记载，圣经里面的记载，一段故事。
So, it is a history recorded by the Bible.
那我为什么选这一段圣经呢？
Why do I choose this passage?
认为这段圣经对我来说非常的震撼。
Because it's quite shocking to me personally.
那对于不信的人来读呢，说是这是圣经里面显性的人的一个记载。信徒的一个记载。
So, to those who do not believe, they think it's a record of those who believe in Christ.
所以不信的人呢说，这是给你们信的人写的书。
Also, those who do not believe, they think this is just written for the believers.
那历史上是不是真的发生呢？不知道。
But is it really happened in the history? No one knows.
前天我去又见我的一个租客。那个租客就是他一直讲耶稣不是真的，他又讲他说 Jesus is a wonderful story, but.
So the other day I went to meet one of my tenants, and he kept on saying that oh Jesus is good, it's a good story, but it's not real.
But it's not real. Yeah, no, 但是看到就说，对于一个。信主的人来，对我这样的人来，我一定要纠根问底。
But for me as a believer, I have to find things out.
那事实上呢，我看了很多历史上的一些记载。
In fact, I did read a lot of the histories about this.
第一个呢，就是说，亚述王攻打耶路撒冷，这个时候呢，正好是公元前701年。
So,
700 BC. Yeah, BC. So that's the time that Assyria, is it how it's pronounced? Assyria.
Assyria attacking Jerusalem.
But,
so in 722 BC, he already taken the north part of Israel.
Yes. 所以后来呢，就是撒玛利亚人，就是说是以色列那个被灭以后呢，后来又回归的一些杂居的人。
So Samaritans are called people have mixed flood with Israel flooded with other nations.
那这个在历史上耶路撒冷被围攻这件事情呢，都是有记载，史书的记载。
So history book actually recorded this. So when Jerusalem was taken, attacked.
但是呢，就是说耶路撒冷没有被攻下来，而且呢，亚述王回到自己的国家呢，就被他的儿子杀掉，而且他全部的军队撤离了，很快撤离。这些事情在这个希腊史学家的记载里面都有。
So, in the records of the Greek history, it was written, just like the Bible said. So the Assyrian army retreated from Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was not attacked. And then what else?
And then the king.
Oh, the king of Assyria was killed.
By his son. 那所以呢，耶路撒冷是围城已立，直到公元五百八十多。
So Jerusalem still until
800 BC, 也就是大概有100多年的时间。
So this
time, 汉室存在。
So between this time till Jerusalem was taken is about 100 something.
那这件事情呢，在这个著名的希腊历史学家Herodotus 的笔下呢，他说，当时在这个亚述王的大军里面呢，开始了一场鼠疫，是老鼠疫。
So by the historian from the Greek, his name is
Herodotus.
Herodotus, yeah.In his recording, he said the reason why the Assyrians retreated because they had some kind of disease going on in their army.
那这种瘟疫呢，就是当时让欧洲好多人灭绝，在19世纪啊，欧洲大批人死亡都是叫做 Black Plague, 黑色瘟疫。
So this is similar to like that happened during the Europe in the 19th century. A lot of people died because of the plague.
那主要是通过老鼠来传染，所以呢，就叫做鼠疫。
So because it was communicated through the rats, so in Chinese we call it the rat plague.
所以当时呢，就说这个Herodotus 记载里面的是鼠疫发生以后呢，亚述王就撤军了，因为他的很多的军就全军覆没。
So in the historian record, he said.Because the plague went on in the camp, so the whole army retreated.
那这件事情呢，不管怎么样，就是说，直到耶路撒冷整个一个弹丸之地呢，亚述王那个时候最大的帝国呢，他拿不下来，他撤军了。
So, even though Assyria was the most powerful nation at the time, but Jerusalem's stand still.Did not attack by this army.
这件事情在圣经里面呢，有三个地方记载。
So it has been recorded as three times in the Bible at different places.
一个是在这里历代之下。
One is on the second.
一个是在列王记下。
And one is on the second Kings.
另外一个是在先知以赛亚书里面。
And also recorded in the prophet Isaiah.
通过这三卷书的记载呢，在当时的西西家做了什么呢
？So, through the three books in the Bible, what did the king Hezekiah did?
他做的事情呢，当时做完以后，就说他神就来到他们的中间，就来实行他的能力和权柄。
So, the God himself came to help them and then did things.
他究竟做了什么
？But what did the king do?
你知道，在犹大和以色列的历史上呢，好多这个王呢，就说不讨神的喜悦，他们国家发生很多的事情，最后神甚至裁派外邦人来惩罚他们。
So, in the Bible it says a lot of the kings in Israel were not good, was doing evil. So, God was sending other nations to attack.
那西西家究竟做了什么事情？
But what did the king Hezekiah do?
那为什么神在他当政的期间 行了这么大的神迹。
How come God did such miracle during Israel?
啊，说简单的就是他依靠耶和华。
So put things in simple, he relied on God.
如果要说一些细节的事情呢，就是有一些细节可以讲。
We can even go into details about.
那大家如果再去回去看这个三十章三十一一章的时候呢，就是说，他有一些记载。
So if you go back a couple of chapters before, you will see a recording about Hezekiah.
第一个呢，他把全国的偶像全部砸掉。
First, he removed all the idols from the nation.
不拜别的神。
He do not bow to other gods.
第二个呢，他恢复利未人的职事。利未人是要来专门在圣殿里面来敬拜服侍神的。
And second, he restored the status of the Levites because the Levites are supposed to serve in the temple.
因为过去在他前面，他的父亲呢，把那个耶和华的圣殿关了门。灯都灭掉，那边有一个灯是长明灯，他把灯都灭掉，他又把灯要重新点着。
So the previous king, also his father, actually turned off the shut the door of the temple and turn off the lights in the temple.
That's called the menorah, 就是那个圣殿里的灯都灭掉。
It's a lamp that lives supposed to live like
forever.
Yeah, forever in the temple.
那西西家呢，重新把这个灯点起。
But King Hezekiah.Lead them back again.
他又找到律法书，按照律法上的开始教导民众去行。
And he also put back the laws and rituals so that people can follow.
就是开始守逾越节。
And they celebrate the Passover.
在守逾越节的时候，就是甚至那些立位者不知道怎么样的献祭啊，他们觉得不配，但是呢，按照这个程序去自洁，完了以后他们还是要做，因为人手不够。
And during the Passovers, even though they do not have, even though the Levites do not feel, did not feel they are worth, trustworthy, and they self cleanse themselves, and then they help with the sacrifice.
那为什么他们觉得？不够自己觉得不好意思的，因为他们过去的拜偶像已经离弃神了，所以好多人有这种想法。
So why did the Levites felt shame? Because in the past they have left the God, left the Lord, and they also they might also worship idols.
那时候呢，还有一些人呢，没有按照规矩就来吃逾越节的羊祭，因为他们不太懂规矩了。
And some people came to the feast of the the Passover. They do not know a lot of rules about doing the Passover.
但是呢，西西家还是让他们吃逾越节的宴席。他就为在主的面前祷告说：“你就赦免了这些民众啊，他们的软弱你都知道。”神就听了西西家的祷告，就让他们就说：“我不会怪罪。虽然他们可能穿的衣服也不整齐啊，也不懂规矩啊，很多都不懂，但是西西家就为他们祷告。”
So even though a lot of people do not know the rules and they might not be cleaned according to the scripture, but they Hezekiah still asked them to come for the feast, and then he prayed and asked for forgiveness from the Lord, and the Lord listened to his prayer and forgave these people.
当时的利未人呢，就是再次回去服侍神的时候呢。就利未人是靠奉献来生活的，当时呢就是说全以色列人来奉献到一个什么程度呢，是堆成一个大堆呀、西西家是惊奇，是一堆一堆的。
So when the Levites come back to serve in the temple, how the Levites works is that they get paid by serving the temple, right? So people came with money and with their offerings, and then the offering was so large
came to a heap and like piles and piles of treasures. So Hezekiah built a storage house in the temple to store these things.
So Hezekiah built a storage place for like people to store their treasures.
因为过去的日子里面，利未人服侍神的人没有上吃呢，就跑到不同的地方做不同的事情。
Because in the history, that's because the Levites did not have enough money or food, so they went to other villages to or find other different career, I mean jobs to feed themselves.
所以在三十一节的最后呢，说方他所行的，无论是办神殿的事，是遵守律法诫命，是寻求他的神，就是尽心去行，无不亨通。
So in the previous chapter, the last verse, it says, in everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple, and in obedience to the Lord and to the law and the commands, he sought after God, sought his God, and worked wholeheartedly. And so he was
prospered. 他是 sought his Lord, 就是他寻求神。第二个呢，全心。
So most importantly, he sought the Lord with all his heart, wholeheartedly.
那所以32章呢，就讲到在这虔诚的事以后，这虔诚的事就是前面讲的这些东西。So
that's why in the first verse on chapter 33, it says, after all these faithful things have been done,
那亚述王的大军就来了。So
the Assyrian army came.
亚述王的大军是非常非常的残暴。They
are very cruel armies.
他们抓到俘虏以后呢，把他们的肩胛骨这里穿个洞呢，把绳子穿进去连在一起。So
when they capture
the captives,
they put a hook around their collarbones so that they with a string so that they kind of hook them up in these people.
So, 他就把他们用到别的地方去。
So they took these people to other places.
他们采取一个政策叫做移民政策，不是要移民加拿大，他是要让你忘记你的家乡。
So they have this policy. They want people to forget their native land. So they have this some sort of immigration policy.
所以他把这面的人，他用到那面，那面的人就用到这面，让他们忘记他们的家乡。
So they take people from this area to the other area and from the other area to this area, so that they forget their lands. So back then, they were very powerful armies, and people heard when they heard about them, means they trembled.
但西西家呢，就是做什么？他就是开始祷告，要去找先知以赛亚。
So what King Hezekiah did was he prayed and he also went to seek help from Prophet Isaiah.
那以赛亚呢，在神的面前就有领受，说我要亲自来击杀他，让他勾着他的鼻子要立刻回家。So
the Isaiah received the message from God that God Himself will come in rescue, and so that the Assyrian army will leave.
那事就这样成就。
Things were done this way.
那圣经记载呢，是神差派了一个天使去击杀。So
the Bible says God sent an angel.
那史学家呢，说是老鼠。So
the historian said it was a plague.
人看到人的层面。So
we see humans see at our own level.
先知看到神的层面。So
prophet sees at God's level.
我们今天也要从神的层面看事情。So
we have to see things from God's perspective.
我们好多时候会从人的层面看事情。Sometimes
we see from our human perspective.
那我今天情况不好，身体情况不好，是因为这个原因。
If I'm sick today, I'm not feeling well, it was because of certain.
我今天工作做不好，是因为老板怎么样怎么样。
I did not do my job well, it was because my boss.
我今天学习学的不好，或者来到加拿大不是我自己的意愿，是可能我爸爸怎么样怎么样。
Don't study well, it's not my will to come to Canada, it's my father's will.
But
when you see from God's perspective, things are not like that.
Because
everyone that has been chosen by God and he loves them. Without his permission, nothing can come to you.
If
anything that seems bad happened to you, God gave that permission.
那为什么呢?
Why is that? We don't know yet, but later we will give thanks to those things.
在这个过程里面，我们就是要来依靠他。
But in the midst of this, we have to hold on to God.
在历史上呢，好多人他就在困难里面开始更加的依靠神，另外一些人呢，在困难里面呢，就开始离弃神。
A lot of people have, when they're in the midst of in their tribulations, they hold on to God, but some went away from God.
这个西西家王的爸爸和他的儿子两个人呢，都就拜偶像。
So, the king had assigned his dad and his son, they both idol worshippers.
因为我们的神是看不见的，偶像看不见。
Because our God is an invisible God, but you can see idols.
所以我们好多时候被眼睛看得见的东西呢，就抓住。
A lot of times we've been captivated by the things that we see.
但是我们真正要能够敬畏的，能够来依靠的是这个看不见的神。
But the things that we really have to hold on to is a God that cannot be seen by you.
但是我们有我们的衣服要做。
But we have our own part to do.
那我们要做的是什么呢？
What do we have to do?
上一次我们讲到怎么讲到四种土壤。
Last week we talked about four types of soil.
那最后一种土壤呢，就是说是好土。
So the last type of soil is the good soil.
你是好土，我也好土。
好土。
就变 good soil， 对不对？
Yeah, we want to become the good soil.
对，种子种进去的时候，神的道就能够进到我们的里面。
So that when the seeds been sown to us, God's word will grow.
发芽结实。
And will be rooted.
结实是什么意思？
It's fruitful. What does it mean to be?
结实就是有结果。
So it means to have fruits.
啊，你看到它开始开花。
You see that it's been a blossom.
这个花香非常愉悦，对不对？周围的人可以闻到花香气，对不对？
So people can smell the sweet fragrance of the flowers.
啊，那很漂亮，对不对？花也很漂亮。
You're beautiful as the flowers.
啊，在完了以后，这果子也可以，甘甜的让人来吃，对不对？
And the fruits can be eaten by others.
所以就是说，当我们称为好土的时候，好的果子就要结出来。
So when we become the good soil, good fruits will produce good fruits.
那有时候我们如果仔细想，我怎么才是好土呢？这个会伤脑筋。
So it might take a lot of effort to think about how can we become a good soil.
前天我的老大呢，他就问我神造人的目的是什么。
So my eldest daughter asked me, what's the purpose of creation of us man?
他现在比我更加理论，我过去喜欢理论的东西，他现在很理论。
So I used to think a lot of logical things, but now she's even more logical than me.
我说爸爸到今天呢，我就不太想这些事情。
I told her that by now I don't really think about these things.
我就觉得神呢非常爱我。
I always think that God loves me.
他造我呢，让我享受这个生活。
He made me so that I can enjoy my life.
我也享受他的爱。
And I enjoy his love.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
那过去我们在神学院就要写写很多的神为什么造人，要写论文。
So back in the Bible college, we have to write a lot of statements on why God will create.
反正公主有人这样说，有人那样说。
So some people said this and some people said that.
写完了以后呢，最后更糊涂。
So after you write your essays and you become more confused.
So
you become a practical person. Today you will receive the blessing.
我也要成为神所喜悦的人。
And I want to become a person that please the Lord.
传扬他的名。
And then spread about his name.
所以圣经里面呢，就说神看人的内心了。
So in the Bible says, God looks in the heart of
us
as man.
那有一点呢，我想跟大家分享一下我的心得，就是神看人内心看什么。
So I want to share about my own insight. What do God look at man's heart?
因为圣经里面在神拣选大卫的时候呢，神就通过先知说是神看人的内心，不看人的外貌。
So when God chose David through the prophet, he said.God, even though men look at like our appearance, but God look at our heart.
因为当时呢，撒母耳来到他的哥哥面前，就说老大子身材高大，英俊潇洒，哒哒哒哒，一直到最后呢，说你的老小在哪
？So when the prophet, Samuel came, and then he looked at the oldest brother in the household. He said, "Oh, he was big and tall and handsome, but it's not him."And then he went through all the boys, and he said, "Oh, where is your youngest?"
那到第七个的时候呢，大卫问他爸爸在哪？他说他在放羊。
So his dad said, oh, the youngest is not here, he is shepherding.
也就是说这么重要的事情呢，没有把他算在里面。
So even though it's such an important thing, but he is not among them.
就是他爸爸觉得他不太重要。
Because he was thinking it wasn't that important.
因为他的爸爸知道，就是说先知撒母耳呢，在他的儿子里面要拣选一个作王。
Because he know, the father know that Prophet Samuel came to choose a son as a king.
但是他爸爸觉得肯定不是这个最小。
But the father think, oh, it can't be the youngest.
所以呢，前面六个就在撒母耳的面前走过。
So the first six came in front of Samuel.
这个第七个呢，说你撒母说你把他叫来叫来。
So the seventh and Samuel called, said, okay, call your youngest, the seventh child to come.
那最后就告诉大卫，大卫要做嘛。
And then he anointed David, the youngest.
很长的时间，我一直觉得这个神看人的内心呢，可能是因为这个人心好。
So a lot of times I think that when it says God look at their hearts, it's probably because they have a good conscious heart, yeah, kind heart.
我不知道大家都是有过这样的想法。
Do you have similar kind of that understanding?
那后来我越来越发现呢，神肯定不是这个想法。
But like over the years, I found it must not be God's will. I mean, God's heart.
Not basically such meaning.
And it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like.
那神看人的内心看什么？
What does God really look at man's heart?
我为什么说神不是看人的心好和坏呢？
Why am I saying that God is not looking at whether we have a kind or evil heart?
因为圣经里面讲呢，我从头到尾看的时候，神真的没有赞美过人的心。
Because through the Bible, I've been reading it, and no place mentioned that God looked at a priest or man's heart.
That you have a good heart,
yeah,
a good person.
Yeah, it's never said that you are a good person or you have a kind heart.
旧约里面讲的，他人心里万物都诡诈，坏到基础，谁能识破？
So in the Old Testament it says, man is.
Man's heart is evil to the extreme.
Yeah, evil to the extreme.
Nobody knows. Only Jehovah knows. 他说是这个人心坏到基础，极其诡诈。
So we are so mean that our heart is so evil.
Yeah.
To the point, extreme.
这是圣经里面写的。
So this is in the Bible.
在先知的书里面虽然他说 Everyone be a liar. 人都是虚谎的，神是真实。
Yeah, so it says everyone is a liar except God is the God.
那些圣经里面说 Everybody is a liar.
就你就想想，如果圣经上说每个人都是撒谎的。
那后来有一次我们那个有一个老牧师呢，一祷告他就说Let God be true.
So one of the elder pastors always pray this prayer. 那每个人都撒谎，只有神是真实的。Everyone is a liar.
他一祷告，我就说，难道我也是撒谎的吗？
Every time he prays, I ask him, "Am I a liar as well?"
后来越来越发现我也是撒谎。
But later on, I realize I am a liar.
至少我的太太觉得我是。
Yeah, Susan knows I am.
他说你讲的那个见证的那个细节完全是错误的。
All the testimony that you made the other day, the details are not right.
今天我讲的这个呢，那这个日子都是清楚。讲到这个希腊思想家记载的呢，这个日子我记得很清楚。
So, but today I made the dates right because in the history it wasn't like that.
我太太常常就你看什么时候发生的细节全是已经扭曲了。
So the old person said, "Oh, things are not like that. The things, the details of the."
我说我可能年纪大了，或者是有什么想法搞不清楚。
So maybe because I'm getting older.
所以圣经里面讲呢，就是 everybody is a liar.
So Bible says 每个人都是撒谎的。
然后来想想，真的。
Yeah,
it's true. 那包括读那个属灵的书籍啊。属灵的书籍，好多人，哎呀，神怎么样恩膏他，怎么样用他，因为他多少时间来祷告，怎么样。
So even those devotional books, like the author will say, oh, how they seek God, how they pray.
有一个牧师呢，曾经讲到，就是说他被这些书呢非常的感染，他就想祷告多少场，后来发现没有恩膏。
So One of the pastors, he was very touched by this kind of devotional books, so he spent like hours and hours like praying.
后来他就问神是怎么回事情，他那个圣经告诉他说，其实呢，人呢，他那些人没有记载，另外一些东西没有写在他们的书上。
So the pastor was very really love God. So every day he has to preach to at least one person before he sleeps. So if at the end of the day he did not preach to anyone, he will get up and put the dress on and go out and find someone to preach to.
他怎么觉得我清清楚，怎么韩松龙有犯罪的意念呢？
So he asked God, like, oh, I'm like so devotional, how come I still have these evil thoughts?
有时候为什么把事情搞砸呢？
How come I still mess up?
他就觉得我太差了。
And he felt I'm such a bad person.
后来他就是领受到，就是说，神呢，真的给他启示，人本身就是软弱的，他说穿了，本身就是。
So he got this, like, he received this message from God that we as a human are, we have weakness and we are indeed a liars.
他就解放了，为什么？都是靠神的恩典。
And then he said he was set free because it's all by the grace of God.
而且个人也不一样，你不要跟他比较。
And everyone's situation is different. You cannot compare yourself to others.
那事实上，他经历的你经历不了。In
fact, the things that they went through, you cannot.
他经历的那些东西呢，最重要的东西他都没写。So
a lot of times, the things that they went through, the most important things were not recorded in the books.
给你举一个例子。Just
one example.
他跟他的太太吵架的时候。If
the author having a fight with their spouse.
就是那个写书的人，怎么样，那么高的那个。
The author that writes those books, like if he has a quarrel, I mean, like a fight, conflict with his wife.
吵完了以后，他的太太就说离婚。
After the fight, the wife will say, "Okay, let's get divorced."
他就打墙壁，墙壁上打了几个洞。
He hit the wall and made some holes.
他本来想打他的老婆，但他老婆躲过去了。
He wanted to hit his wife, but. Hit the
wall. 我想这个呢，不是讲我。<笑>
about them quarreling and in front of the congregation. And then the congregation said, oh, please don't fight in front of us. But he said, no, I have to do this so that you know it is real.
Because you are learning from me, is that right?
你从我的学习吗？那你知道这个人回家以后呢，他就趴在地上悔改。 So this person go back, went back home and then lying on the floor and asked for forgiveness.
神啊，你为什么赐给我这样一个老婆？
God, why you give me this wife?
这个话我祷告过。
I prayed this day verse before.
那好了以后就挣扎，更是摔跤，对不对？
And then you have this wrestling with God.
那神就改变他的内心。
And then God started to change his heart.
让他谦卑，谦卑再谦卑。
So let him be humble and humble and even more.
啊，不再依靠自己。
Do not rely on his own flesh.
当他写书的时候呢，他就忘记这些。
But when he writes the book, he forgot all about this.
因为一般人都会忘记他痛苦的经历。Because
a lot of people will forget the painful experience.
而且呢，写出来也不好看。And
it's not nice to write.
觉得不造就人。
He might not build other people up.
那只有圣经写这些东西。
Only Bible
为什么我们相信圣经？你知道吗？因为我一开始相信圣经，因为是圣经写了以色列人最坏的事情。
When I first,
包括蒙土的最坏的事情。
When I first, believed in the Bible, because the Bible was truthfully, recorded all the downfalls of the Israelites and also the disciples, the things that they made wrong.
所以我们今天讲到我们的身看我们的内心呢，看的是什么？
So when I said that God looked at our heart, what is it that He's looking at?
神看大卫看的是什么？
What is that He looked at David?
我相信，我自己认为呢是就是一个谦卑的心，愿意来敬畏他。
So I personally, I believe is a humble heart, have that like
心比较软。
Yeah, a soft heart.
可能我认为讲的也不一定是真正的理由。
So I may not say the right reason.
因为圣经上讲，人是撒谎的，所以我讲出来的也不是真正的原因。神知道真正的原因。
Because Bible says everyone is a liar, so only God knows the true reason.
因为神知道人内心真正的原因呢，我们要在他的面前，就是要亲近他，就对了。
So we just have to come to Him and then seek Him, close to Him.
就是要来依靠他，像西西家王一样。
Rely on him just like the king has his eye on.
像大卫王一样。
Just like King David.
这是我们要做的。
This is what we have to do.
我相信这个就是在四种土壤里面最后那种土壤。
I believe this is the fourth type of soil.
我们要不断地来依靠他。
We have to continue to rely on.
把我们的心敞开。
Open our hearts.
我们要期待着这样的神迹发生在我们的生命。
And we have to anticipate this kind of miracle that happens.
真的，这样的神迹，既然发生在西西家王的身上，也要发生在我们的身上。
This kind of miracle can happen to King Hezekiah, can also happen to us.
所以我觉得大家要期待。
So we have to have this anticipation in us.
好，我们一起来起立来祷告。我们也请这个敬拜团队，再可以来回应一下那个 What a friend we have.
We'll stand up and then worship King.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的来接受，我们的心向你敞开，你是一个守约、是慈爱的神。
Lord, you open our heart, you are faithful God, and you answer to your promises.
你怎么样向以色列人守约，向西西家王守约
？And how you been faithful to all your promises to Israel and to King Hezekiah.
主啊，你是一个守约的神。
For you are God of promise.
你是一个公义的人，神也是怜悯的神。
You are a righteous God and you are a merciful God.
主啊，谢谢你差派你的儿子在十字架上担当了我们一切的罪。
We thank you that you have sent your only son to come and bear our sins.
不记在我们的账上这些罪。
So that the sins will not be reported in our own.
而是把圣灵赐给我们。
But instead, he gave us the Holy Spirit.
住在我们的里面。
To live in us.
让我们生活有力。
So that we have power to live.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，我们再次的谢谢你。
I want to thank you.
谢谢你的十字架。
Thank you for your cross.
我谢谢你赦免我们一切的罪。
You forgive us all our sins.
我谢谢你，今天我们有来到你的面前，可以来呼求你的名。
Thank you that we can come to you again and call your name.
哦，以撒这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Oh, you are the King. You are the God of Isaac and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
守约的神 ，Covenant-keeping God.
So you're Covenant-keeping God.
主，我们谢谢你，今天你向我们的弟兄姐妹再次的启示你，启示你的性格。
Lord, like reveal your personality to.
愿大卫的王、西西家的王成为我们的王。
May the God of the King David and King of Hezekiah become our own king.
愿摩西的神、以利亚的神成为我们的神。
May the King of Moses, King of the Elijah become our own king.
主啊，是的，主，再次来敬拜。
Lord, we want to worship you again.
好，我们一起来敬拜，好，一起再来，请阿门来。带我们的敬拜。 things which has been imposed on us. Lord, we thank you. We trust you. We trust you. 主啊，使得主再次的来坚定我们的信心。
Yes, Lord. Strengthen our heart.
坚定我们的信心。
Strengthen our heart.
你怎么样来坚定信心，降我们的信心？
How you strengthen Ezekiel?
就来坚定我们的信心。
Strengthen our heart.
主啊，让我们每一个人来经历。
Let us experience you.
我们教会整体要经历。
Our children experience you.
谢谢你做在我们教会的工作。
Thank you for your work you have done in our church.
一切的试炼都是值得。
All the trials are worthy.
要成就你的应许。
Only fulfilling your promise.
主啊，过去你借着先知向我们教会所发的预言，一个一个都要成就。
All the promise that you have been given to us through the prophets will be fulfilled.
你说医治的生机气势，就变得非常的突出。哈利路亚。The
miracles, the healings will be astounding.
主啊，使得主我们再次的相信，人要像潮水一样涌进来。
The people will come like waves.
主啊，你借着先知多次发愿，我们会有自己的建筑，自己的地方，教会会有自己的地方。
You prophesied there will be a place for us.
主啊，我们再次的宣告，主啊，你是信实的神，必要成就。Once
again, we declare you are faithful God.
主啊，祝福我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
Bless every brothers and sisters.
主啊，使得主每一个人信心在你里面坚固。
Yes, Lord, our hearts will be strengthened in you.
主啊，我们家里面一切的困难都带到你的跟前。
Our difficulties, we present our difficulties to you and our family.
主啊，我们要经历一些西西家这样的生机。
We experience the same miracles that Hezekiah experienced.
不管我们面临什么样的仇敌。
No matter what difficulties.
什么样的敌人。
What enemies.
主啊，我们不用惧怕。
We will not be afraid.
我们就是要来依靠我们的神。
We will rely on trust in our God, Almighty God.
我觉得你现在如果身体有病了，你就按手在你的病灶上。
If you're sickness, you can lay hands on where you feel the pain.
来祷告神来医治。
And pray that God heal you.
受到了哈巴伊迪桑达拉哈迪格雷格雷格雷。
哈利路亚，使主主啊，你来医治我们的弟兄姐妹，经历你的医治。你如果经济上哪里还是有困难，再次的来抓住神。If you have difficulties in financial situations, bring them to the Lord.
孩子有困难，亲子关系有困难，都来抓住神。婚姻有困难，抓住神。The
difficulties in your relationship between you and your children, and also your marriage, bring them to the Lord. And you are God of Ezekiel.
主啊，我们相信西西家的神。
Lord, we believe you are the Lord. You are the God of Ezekiel.
今天为我们成就大事。
You will do a great thing for us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
下面有一些奉献的时间，就大家借着这个信息，也可以彼此来鼓励。生活里面有什么勉励的，或者继续祷告的，可以来祷告。
Can we pray for one another for anything?
Encourage each other. 谢谢敬拜团队。